Hi, this is Evander Holyfield, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Randy's on the sports scene. He's working all the time. Brings you all the scores you need, so get him on the line. Pick up the phone and call him now and say what's on your mind. They should pay him double, cause he's working overtime.
Evander Holyfield.
Greg LeBron,
Jim Palmer,
Tony Fernandez, Hardy Nickerson.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy.
This is Bill Murphy.
My two men, Randy Savage.
Drain Iski.
Chris Evert.
George Foreman. And I'm talking sports with Randy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy Harris. I don't think he believes it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's very important you don't stink today.
The Macho Man Randy Savage, and when I want to catch up on all the sports, I listen to the Randy Harris Show. That's the bottom line.
What is going on, everybody? It is a Friday, the last day in the history of October 2014.
Halloween. You doing anything tonight?
Yeah, I am, as a matter of fact. I'm dressing up as a sports talk show host, and I'm going to go out to Titan Fighting out at the USF Sundome.
There you go.
Looking forward to it. I'm a little ticked off.
Uh-oh.
Well, I'm ticked off at a few things. And I'm ticked off at a few things about Titan Fighting out at the USF Sundome. We've been doing a lot of pushing for him.
Yeah.
I think we have.
Yeah.
Have we?
We have. We had Jeff Aronson, the CEO, on our Thursday night show. That was 2 weeks ago. We've been talking about him
nonstop.
Yeah, ever since, and since before. So
we had one of the fighters on last night. Correct?
We did. We had Desmond Green, who's fighting Miguel Torres.
Why couldn't have somebody from the organization, and I even have a couple friends that have since migrated over from another MMA company. Somebody could have notified us between the hours of 6 and 8 to let us know that Mike Ricci didn't make weight yesterday, that the title fight is not a title fight tonight, just so I could have, on the internet, said words I can't say and I normally don't say when a putz doesn't make weight.
Wow. Yeah, that would have been good to know.
Just a little. A little upset about it. I'm upset that he didn't make weight first and foremost.
Sure.
I think it's the most disrespectful thing in sports.
Unprofessional.
And especially, what did I say? Did I not say unprofessional?
You used a different word, but you said disrespectful.
Okay, right, same thing. Again, yeah.
I'm just adding to it.
I'm just doing a lot of things, and I thought maybe I didn't say that. You know, I'm used to not saying the right things. We know that. Disrespectful, unprofessional, on and on and on. Extremely upset about it. And I think something should be done more than just, you know, a 20% penalty or whatever.
Right.
Unbelievable, because now the guy who trained for the title fight, the guy who made weight for the title fight, now doesn't get to fight for the title.
Correct me if I'm wrong. This is for a vacant position, correct?
I believe so.
Okay,
I believe so.
At least he's not screwed out of it and Ricci gets to keep it. It is, neither of them has it.
Well, and what I think, if that's the case, what I think should happen is if Ricci wins, it's no title fight. He doesn't get the title. And if the other guy wins, he gets the title. That's the way it should be set up. Why are you penalizing the guy who did everything he was supposed to do? You know, he made weight, he cut weight, he showed up on time, he did everything that he was supposed to do, and he gets screwed.
Yeah. That's an interesting viewpoint. I like that.
888-69, wrong number. What is it? Is it 866?
This one's 866.
I hope that's what I've been putting out, because I've been trying to get, I think I did, 866-10-1340. I knew that. I have been in the Tampa Bay Rays chat rooms. Mm-hmm. People are livid. People are going bonkers. The three biggest traitors in Tampa Bay history. And they're including Joe Maddon with Marty St. Louis, and I forget who the third one was.
For the record, last week I called Maddon going to the Cubs, for the record.
Okay, congrats.
Yeah.
that gets you absolutely nothing here.
That's okay. That's okay. I just usually I'm wrong. So
maybe an attaboy. Maybe. Hey, fans. I wish this was last night's show. Again. It doesn't matter. Put yourself in Joe Madden's shoes. First, people are pissed that, well, they're pissed at a lot of things, that Joe Madden, I guess a week or two ago, said he's happy to be here. It's the greatest job in town. It's the greatest job on earth. Blah, 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 blah. What do you want him to say? That he's not happy here? I'm not saying he wasn't happy here. I believe at the time when he didn't know, and I do believe that, we need the conspiracist here, but he's out doing something else. I believe everybody. I believe everybody's a decent person. Well, almost everybody. I have a list of a few scumbags, but I believe he didn't know about the out clause. I do believe that. And if you have a contract, I have a contract at a radio station. I'm happy there until I'm not happy there.
Right.
If another radio station comes calling and offers me, well, let's put it in Joe Madden terms. I believe he was getting around $2 million to be the Tampa Bay Rays manager. I believe he's going to get $5 million to go to Chicago. I would leave. I am extremely happy where I'm at right now. Mm-hmm. You know, I think I got a great guy running the board, a great staff over there at the station. I love the owner. Everything about it is great. But if you're going to give me 100 times what I'm making now, hey, it was good knowing you. I have no problems leaving. I have no problems moving. And now, neither should anybody else.
And the arguments that I've heard is that they're okay with him leaving. It is the traitor status is strictly because of the statement he made. If he had made a statement to the effect of, well, it's the end of the season. At the end of each season, I take a look at what my options are and make my decisions, then I'll do that. Or if he had not made a statement at all.
Do you believe that?
No.
Okay. Because most people will find a reason to hate.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if he said nothing and his agent, and he, let's put it all in a different perspective. Joe Madden knew the clause was in his contract.
And that was, I was going to ask you.
No,
about
I don't
that.
Think he knew it.
Well, how can you not know about something that's in your contract?
Have you seen the contract I signed?
Well, no.
Okay, let me show it to you one time. First and foremost, I've never read it. Never.
You haven't, but if you were in his position and you had an agent, if mm-hmm. you had an agent.
I do have an agent.
Okay, so if you have an agent, has that agent read through the contract?
I would imagine so.
So then it's their job to go through and say, okay, here's the however many inches thick contract, here are the pertinent points. I would think an out clause would be one of those pertinent points.
I'm going to disagree only because of this. My agent, who helped put the contract together, mm-hmm. and Danny Alvarez.
Even more so.
And Danny Alvarez, mm-hmm. who went over the contract with a fine-tooth comb, okay? Mm-hmm. And I guess my biggest problem is I trust Danny Alvarez utmost, and I do. I trust
my agent.
That's
a problem.
No, no, what I'm saying is I don't know what's in the contract. Mm-hmm. I don't. Now, again, part of it is it's if you know me, that shouldn't shock you. And I believe Joe Madden doesn't know everything that's in it. I'm just naive. And when this clause kicked in, and I can't believe that the agent didn't tell him 2 seconds after it kicked in that it kicked in. But I believe if something like that were to happen, Danny Alvarez would call me after next Tuesday. He's a tad busy with the governor race.
That whole deal.
But after Tuesday, I believe 30 seconds after a clause kicks in. And there are some clauses that I don't know about. I don't care. It doesn't matter to me until it matters to me. And so I'm going to do the Joe Madden. I am extremely happy in the Tampa Bay market. I am extremely happy in the shows I've done. I have been fairly successful. I own a lot of things that I'm very proud of and happy about. If he was to call me and say, hey, Randy, guess what? Your clause for ratings or your clause for this or your Santa Claus or whatever, let's take a look at it. Awesome. Thanks for calling. Mm-hmm. And I'm happy 2 days ago. Doesn't mean I'm going to be happy in 2 days.
Sure.
And if it's not always greener on the other side, but for $3 million a year, I'm willing to take a chance.
For those of us who don't know the specific clause you're talking about, do you know the clause that was in?
I believe, which means I don't know. Mm-hmm. I believe, and we'll get to Rob in 1 second, that he had a 2 week out if Silverman, Zuckerman, Holderman, who's the guy from Facebook? I already said his name. Isn't that? Who's the guy that started Facebook?
That's Zuckerberg.
Oh, okay, Zuckerberg, yeah. Silverberg, anybody, if the head honchos leave, that he had a 2 week out. An escape clause, per se.
Okay.
And he took advantage of it. The agent, I'm pretty sure, and we'll never know whether Joe was to tell us or not, but I'm sure that clause didn't come out of Joe's thinking. It's agents. It's, hey, I've got the best interest in my client. Danny Alvarez and Tina, I hope, have my best interest, you know, at heart. Mm-hmm. And when they put a contract together, if Danny Alvarez, and we could even try to, I talked to him last night, and I said, thanks for getting on the show. I appreciate it, since you have so little going on. If Danny Alvarez tells me this contract is ready to sign, I'm not reading it. I'm not.
Because that's his job.
That's his job. That's Tina's job. I trust them both. Doesn't mean that I won't down the road somehow get stabbed in the back like I have previously. But if I do, I do. I haven't read the contract. Haven't read it.
Gotcha.
Let's go out on the limb and let's try something else as well. What's up, Rob?
Yeah, Randy, nobody ever stabs you in the back.
Yeah, they do it in the front.
One of the greatest sports talk shows at WTN.
Well, I appreciate that. I would expand it. Hey, hold on a second, Rob. I would expand it a little outside of just the radio station I'm on.
Right. And I was wondering if the Buccaneers going to have any tricks or treats up the sleeve this weekend for the Cleveland Browns.
All right.
Me and Brad's going to go try out for them.
We will talk about that now. Rob, thanks for the call. We'll talk a little bit about the NFL. Got to talk about the trade.
Yes.
We'll get to all of that.
There's a lot to talk about.
There is a lot to talk about. I wanted to go off more on the fans, and hopefully more fans will call in and express their hatred for the guy that they loved 3 days ago, 5 days ago. The interesting thing, and we'll go to break on this, he has said, Joe Madden has said, he will come back for the opening of his restaurant. That could be a little interesting. 866-1013-40. Pick up the phone. Give us a call. Give us your opinions right here on Talking Sports, brought to you by PostShare.com.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
PostShare is the first mobile application that lets you post and share real-time content socially. Track the views and get rewarded for it. With an easy posting process, it's time you, the user, get rewarded for your posts. Download for free from the App Store and Google Play. PostShare is the first mobile application.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Buccaneer Beads, Inc. specializes in having the largest selection and lowest pricing on Gasparilla, Mardi Gras parade beads, and party needs in Tampa Bay. Buccaneer Beads, Inc. is family-owned and operated by a mother-daughter team and a member of the Ybor Chamber of Commerce. Buccaneer Beads, Inc. offers a wide variety of products and services, including discounts and wholesale pricing on bulk orders. Call Buccaneer Beads today at 813-664-8571 or stop by 3808 East Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Got booty? Get booty at Buccaneer Beads.
AthleteOriginals.com features original t-shirt designs by athletes for the fans, available for men, women, and children. Over 70 athletes call AthleteOriginals.com home, including Tampa Bay linebacker Jonathan Casillas and lineman Will Golston. Baseball, football, basketball, and hockey are covered, but so is MMA, curling, track and field, and much more. Don't be like everyone else. Be original. Check them out online at AthleteOriginals.com and enjoy the easy-to-use website and shop by sport, athlete, brand, or design. AthleteOriginals.com. You will be glad you did.
Amy's Day Spa is a luxury full-service day spa located in South Tampa at 2001 West Kennedy Boulevard. You'll be welcomed with warm personal attention the moment you walk in the door. We have a wonderful staff that strive to make you feel and look your absolute best. It is our mission to help you relax and escape the pressure and stress that stand in your way of achieving a healthier, more vibrant, and youthful you. Call Amy and her staff today at 813-348-1373.
Build your collection at Shooter's World. Refine your skills on the five-star gun range at Shooter's World. Attend a class led by expert instructors at Shooter's World. Shooter's World is located at 116 East Fletcher in Tampa and is Florida's largest firearm store, indoor public shooting range, and training facility. Shooter's World also offers quite the unique and exciting venue for your party or corporate events. For more information, call 813-381-1111 or shootersworld.com. Shooter's World is a proud sponsor of the Players Show and Go Bucks!
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South El Mabry in Tampa.
Regal Entertainment Group, where we do entertainment big. Regal Cinemas Theaters feature stadium seating, crystal clear picture quality, and the latest of digital surround sound. Interested in free movies, popcorn, soft drinks, and more? Join the Regal Crown Club. Membership is free. As a member, you'll earn credits for free concessions and movie tickets, learn about monthly offers, and can create your own personalized movie page. Sign up at regmovies.com or at any Regal Cinemas Theater. Become a Regal Crown Club member today.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Hall of Famer Deacon Jones, and we're talking sports with Randy Harris.
I'm just jamming. Jamming like I don't have a thing to talk about. Can we move on from the race, or do you want me to keep going off on fans?
Let's revisit it. Let's go ahead. We started talking Bucks and what happened over the last week. A lot's happened from the loss to the trade. What we expect to see now that the first half of the season is done. Let's talk the game first, and of all the days to really fall on your face, that was not it. Everybody was hoping that the Vikings coming to town was a good thing. There was that opportunity. That chance to finally get some good things going.
I picked them to win.
And yeah, a lot of people did. And they almost did.
Yeah, almost.
Almost.
Almost counts in horseshoes and hand grenades.
And nuclear weapons.
Yeah.
So when it comes down to it, they fall on their face. Austin Seferian Jenkins gives them the chance with his first career touchdown and then coughs it up for a fumble recovery touchdown for Anthony Barr to end the game in overtime. So now what?
All right, since we obviously are moving on, I'm going to end the Rays conversation with this. I see nothing wrong with anything Joe Maddon did. Okay, now
that's it.
866-TAN-1340 if you feel like you need to tell me I'm wrong.
Express yourself.
Let's talk about the trades that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers made. Jonathan Casillas was one of the coolest guys I have ever been around. Jonathan Casillas came out. He was doing the radio show and enjoyed doing the radio show the whole nine yards. With that all said, they just gave him away.
And that was what my question was going to be. You have both of those trades for mid-round draft picks.
For nothing.
Did they get enough? And obviously, from your response, that would be a resounding no.
Well, and again, the problem is we don't know what goes on in the locker room. We don't know, you know, for either guy.
Should a trade like that, what they try to get for him, be dictated by what happens in the locker room?
Absolutely. It all is part of on the field, off the field, locker room, classroom, practice field. All of that, I think, come into play, and then their play on the field. And let's be honest, and we know that it's happened before, a practice squad player falls asleep at a red light, another player does something wrong that starts, which guy's gone?
Well, yeah, the guy who's not starting.
Okay, so things that happen in the locker room, and we know that there was a situation, you know, a few weeks ago that nobody ever really was able to find out about. I'm sure that had... Then losing the starting spot to Danny Lasana. Mm-hmm. You know, all of that plays in. And when you don't get a whole lot, what was it, Jonathan and a sixth for a fifth? To me, doesn't make sense. Mark Barron now making comments about, you know, it was a soft defense. He wasn't able to, you know, play the way that he does. That obviously was said before the trade in-house. Yeah. You know, so, yeah, I mean, it all comes into play. I think Ed's got maybe another side. So what's your thoughts, Ed?
Well, I was just thinking that, you know, all this kind of ties together. Mike Evans made a comment after the game, and he said, that, you know, because he was asked, you know, why couldn't the offense get anything going? Why weren't you guys getting open? And he said that, well, they threw a lot of different looks at that we weren't expecting. And it all comes back to the offensive coordinator, the fact that we don't have one. Not only does he call plays during the game, but he also gets you ready for the game. He shows you the looks. These guys are not ready to go out on the field. They're not right when they see these different looks. They don't know how to react to them. That's why the offense is falling apart. And as far as Lovie Smith's defense, that defense is built for an offense that runs the ball and keeps the defense on off the field. If they have to go out there and they're on the field 90 or at least 80% of the time, they're going to wear down quick. If we don't have a running game, that's not what that defense is built for. At least in my opinion. And they hold all offensive coordinated. It's more than just calling plays. It's the week before, saying, here's the look they're going to give you. If they go to this, you got to do this. We got to do that. And he's just not qualified for this. Arroyo's not qualified.
No, I agree with you on that for sure. Were you surprised that the trades that were made were not even the ones that, well, Barron kind of was mentioned, but, you know, I wouldn't have been surprised if Doug Martin got moved. And that didn't happen. We talked to Vincent Jackson in the locker room yesterday. A little surprised that didn't happen, only because if this is rebuilding. Lovie made a comment the other day at the press conference, Ed, where he said that none of those trades were for the future. It's to win now. What?
That doesn't even make
sense. He still made the comment after the game. I don't know what division he thinks he's in. But, you know, he said, well, we're still in this thing because, you know, a couple other teams lost or whatever. You know, that's fine if you show some promise or something like this. But they're not showing us anything. And we keep hearing, well, Dungy, when he first took over, you know, they started out 0-6 or whatever, and they were 1-7. That's fine. But there were pieces in place where you could start to see things come together. I don't see this. And then when he trades Mark Barron, was that more of a, you know, you're going to do it my way or the highway kind of thing? You know, I think that's what he was looking, the message he was looking to send. He just says that I'm the horses. I asked him the question, you know, if you don't, if it's the horses that make your defense and you don't have the horses, would you consider changing your defense? He said, I'll stop you right there. I'm not changing anything. This is the defense we're going to have, and we're going to get the players for it.
And maybe in the next couple of years, the players will be here.
Yeah, but it's just not going to be right now.
Well, yeah, no, it's definitely not. I mean, this is a rebuilding, especially with the record that it's at. And yes, they are only, what, two games out. They still need to, technically, but they still need to win games, and that's not happening. So it doesn't matter how many games out you are. If you're not able, you know, to pull the trigger, you've got these defensive backs and corners and safeties and, you know, making millions of dollars, and they can't pull off an interception. It hasn't happened once. Yeah. It's now happened twice.
Yeah, and that defense has got to get off the field. They have to find a way to run the ball. They have to find a way to keep that defense off the field.
Unfortunately, I think they have a way to run the ball, and that's having Doug Martin on the sidelines.
It may be, and then, and now they're getting, what's his name back?
Charles Sims.
So that might be another option.
It is another option, and we'll have to see how it plays out. They go up to the cold. One of the players was asked about going up to the cold, and he got pissed. He's like, cold. It'll be 40 degrees up there. That's not cold. You know, it's – now, granted, he came from Green Bay, you know, so, yeah, 40 degrees is not cold to him. But it's the Cleveland Browns this week. Let's don't look ahead, but Atlanta the week after. Just got a little press release. I hope to have more details before the end of the show on a little WD event that will be a week from Sunday. That would be Warwick Dunn, by the way.
I was going to ask you.
As, you know, he participated with both teams. That'll be here next week. And it is upsetting. You know, it's upsetting for the players. I believe that. I believe the players are upset about it. And I think fans, and again, we already talked about fans once, you know, fans tend to forget their fanatics, the players, that's their job.
Yeah, they're not, I mean, they're guaranteed in their contracts a certain percentage, but they want to make sure that they're earning as much as they can. So their performance is going to drive a lot of that. And if they're not playing, up to those standards that have been set for them in their contract before they came to the team, then there's a lot to be left for them. So there's the financial.
I blacked out when you said contract because I don't read contracts.
Because you don't deal with them at all.
Exactly.
That is your legal team that you trust. So they have to live up to that, as I said, from a financial standpoint. But then also, again, this is a game. And I was listening to the Monday show. You talked to Akeem Spence about this. This is a game still, and it's fun. And it's that competitive nature. They want to do well. They don't like to lose. Now, that said, if they hadn't been losing, it might have made the Gerald McCoy decision for him a little bit different, because he was citing one of the reasons why he wanted to stay was because of this rough first half of the season, and that he feels it's going to feel even better to turn this team around, to help turn this team around, than to go somewhere that has a quote-unquote seemingly better situation. And the Bucks, they signed him big. What was it, 7 years, 92, 95?
Yeah, and I think it's 52 or 54 guaranteed. Mm-hmm. Sweet deal for him. Good guy. You know, I'm not going to say deserves it, don't deserve it. You know, you deserve whatever you can get.
Yeah.
You deserve whatever somebody's willing to pay you. And the Tampa Bay Buccaneers felt that he was the cornerstone, that this is who they're going to build the franchise around, the captain of the team, the face of the team.
Now, but again, he's been here for a little bit, and there hasn't been much in the way of change, and he's talking about helping to turn the team around. Well, what can he do to help that? He's already been here, so...
What he can do is what he's been doing. Continue to do what he's done, lead on the field, lead in the locker room, and you are the leader. You are the Warren Sapp of this team, of this era. You are the Derrick Brooks. You're the leader of this team. And let's be honest, there is no second. Gerald McCoy is the guy. You know, Vincent Jackson is after him. There's a few other guys. But don't kid yourself. This is Gerald McCoy's team.
And there has been a lot of turnover, so I think that's something that plays into it as well. It's not just the on-field play and the locker room leadership, but the fact is he's been here for a couple of years, which is more than a lot of the people that are on the team right now, because there's been so much movement in the off seasons. And so hopefully it it will work out. There's obviously plenty of time left in this season, so it would be nice, but there's, I don't know. I can't believe that Lovie Smith said that the trades were for
now
this season
for winning.
How does draft picks next year make you better for this season?
I think that's just a nice, polite way of saying we just dumped two bodies.
We're better off without a first round draft pick and a guy who was with the Saints defense during their heyday when they were doing really well.
And, you know, bittersweet, you know, for both players, bittersweet for Jonathan Casillas. I did have the opportunity to talk to him before he left. Liked it here, but now he's going to the New England Patriots. And you don't have to be a rocket scientist. Which team would you rather be on?
Yeah.
I'm going to take it one step even further because we're 8 weeks into the season.
Right.
Which team would you have rather been on at the beginning of the season?
Before or after the first week or two?
No, I'm saying before the season
started.
Before the season
started, yeah, the Bucks.
In preseason, over the summer, in whatever. You know, we can love the Bucks, we can hate the Bucks, we can love the New England area, we can hate it. But, you know, let's call it what it is. It's the New England Patriots.
I don't know. It was an exciting time, and this may be just me having a biased opinion, but it was an exciting time to see all that movement and the expectations that came with it. So I don't know if you show me all the movement and it's in Florida, it's in Tampa.
If it's about winning, not at, you know, where there's no, and according to some satellite company, there's state taxes in the state, so it doesn't matter. But whether it's state taxes, whether it's whatever, I'm talking about winning football.
Yeah.
I have just gotten the go ahead about an awesome giveaway that we will have Monday night at the Press Box Sports Emporium. I will make that announcement when we return. This is Talking Sports, brought to you by PostShare.com.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
PostShare is the first mobile application that lets you post and share real-time content socially. Track the views and get rewarded for it. With an easy posting process, it's time you, the user, get rewarded for your posts. Download for free from the App Store and Google Play.
If you want to look your best, you need Mick for Hair. Mick Ferrari is Tampa Bay's hairstylist to the stars. Mick has spent 25 years keeping the Bay Area beautiful and is the official hair care provider for Talking Sports. To look your best, you need to go to the best. And the best in the Bay is Mick Ferrari. For information or to book your consultation with Mick, visit his website at mickforhair.com. That's mickforhair.com. Call Mick for Hair direct at 727-573-9711. That's 573-9711.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project or maybe want a true partner for all your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions, and we want to work for you. For all your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public, West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card. Just $25 for Florida residents and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
Zoom Air Adventure Park Orlando, zip lining at its best. A Zoom Air Adventure is a great outing for families, friends, or co-workers. This entertaining self-propelled attraction gives both nature lovers and challenge seekers the opportunity to enjoy the thrill of adventure.
Thrill of adventure.
Feel your adrenaline pump as you conquer abundant treetop challenges, including exhilarating rides on our zip line. Visit zoomair.us for more information. That's zoomair.us.
West Coast Van Rentals has proudly served all of Florida and South Georgia for over 20 years. They specialize in 12 and 15 passenger van rentals and offer statewide delivery service. At West Coast Van Rentals, they don't just pick you up, they actually bring the vans to you. For reservations, call 1-800-600-VANS and mention promo code WTAN1340 for a 10% discount off your daily and weekly rates.
AthletesOriginals.com features original t-shirt designs by athletes for the fans and available for men, women, and children. Over 70 athletes call AthleteOriginals.com home, including Tampa Bay linebacker Jonathan Casillas and lineman Will Golston. Baseball, football, basketball, and hockey are covered. So is MMA, curling, track and field, and much more. Don't be like everyone else. Be original. Check them out online at AthleteOriginal.com and enjoy easy-to-use website and shopping by sport, athlete, brand, or design. AthleteOriginals.com. You will be glad you did.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system or the boxing or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Yo, what's up? This is DDP, Diamond Dallas Page World Championship Wrestling, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Mick Forher presents Queer Eye for the Sports Guy with Mick Ferrari.
You ever seen a grown man naked?
You came into my life.
That was classic. Mick Ferrari, how are you? Mick, are you there? Did you hang up? Mick ran away. He heard the music. He heard the...
He's dancing and he dropped the phone.
Yeah, well,
I love that.
As was I. All right, I am trying to pull up all the paperwork so I don't butcher it too much. But starting Monday out at the Press Box Sports Emporium, we will give away one pair every Monday night in the month of November to the Ryan Neese Party December 3rd. It's always a fun time. There's some players that'll be there. I believe there is drinks. I'm trying to pull up the press release. I don't want to give any wrong details out. You can check it out, I'm sure, through Facebook at the Ryan Neese Foundation. And starting Monday, one pair of tickets each and every Monday night leading up to the December 3rd party. Speaking of party, he ran off when he heard the music, but he is back. Mick Ferrari. What's up, dude?
Hey, what's up, Randy Harris? How are you, my little trick-or-treater?
Did you drop the phone when...
I'm afraid I cannot blame you guys on that. I think it was me. How are you?
All right, not too bad. Since it's Halloween and trick-or-treat time, I figured we would touch base and see what's going on over at the salon.
Oh, well, we are having a rambunctious trick-or-treat here at Mick Ferrer in Clearwater. But more importantly, it's a big weekend here in Tampa Bay, Randy. Tomorrow, of course, our mutual friend, our buddy Artie Fletcher, is hosting the Born to Ride Festival for all you bike enthusiasts right here in Pinellas Park at the England Brothers Bandshell. As some people might have heard, there was a little mix-up with some of our headliners. But it looks like they got it all worked out. Rick Derringer is going to be there, a lot of great local bands, and yours truly will be there representing the beauty community to all the bikers. And some stars of Sons of Anarchy are going to be there as well. So,
And where do we pick up our VIP passes?
Well, that is a very, very good question. I'm assuming it's going to be at the gate because I haven't received mine yet as well.
All right.
But I'm living in hope.
Yeah, well, you'll have to get back to me and let me know when you see my passes, then I'll show up.
I appreciate that, Randy. And big plans for you, sir, and you, Alex.
Wegs, what's going on in your life?
I want to know if Wegs is going out trick-or-treating with the
sports. Are we bothering you? Are we interrupting you over there, whatever you're doing on the computer?
Well, I actually have some more news about Titan FC, if you want to know.
All right, well, let's finish up with Mick first. Trick-or-treating, what candy? What are you giving away at the salon so I know if I'm stopping by?
Well, we are giving away the full size. I'm not one of these cheapskates who gets the snack size. We're giving away the full size candy bars here at the beauty shop. I do not skimp. You know, it's a national holiday.
Well, again, I need to know more details than just candy bar. What candy bar?
Oh, yes, ma'am. We have a variety today. I think we got some Hershey bars and some Snickers and a couple of Paydays if I didn't need them all.
All right, I'll be there by 3:45.
Happy Halloween and have a great weekend, Randy.
All right, Mick, we just wanted to call in and touch base. That is Mick Ferrari. You can get a hold of him, 573-9711. Titan Fighting Championship. I have one pair left to give away. The event is tonight out at the USF Sundome. What's the news?
So, Mike Ricci, you said failed to make weight, correct?
That's the email that I got.
So, Yoshiyuki Yoshida, who was his opponent, withdrew from the title fight.
Good for him.
And has now been released from Titan Fight.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yes.
So he withdrew because it wasn't a title fight?
That's the way I'm reading.
Good for him. Good for him. I mean, I like Titan Fighting. I like Jeff. I like what they're doing, but I'm cool with that. Why should the guy fight Ricci if it's not for the title now? It was a title fight.
That makes sense. That makes sense. I'm pulling up. There is an article from MMAfighting.com, so I'm going to do a little bit more research to see if there's some more information to shed some light on the subject. But
I don't spend too much time on it.
That's the latest on that. We were talking about Rays. We were talking about the fans and their reactions to what has happened. But when it all is said and done, the bottom line is, what's next? What do you do now? There's obviously some big decisions that are going to have to be made going into 2015. We already talked about last week who may replace Madden. But what are they going to do from the player aspect? Obviously, they have a good core there. And Zobrist is one of those guys who is a big part of that core. Now, team president Stuart Sternberg has said payroll is going to go down. From last year, their payroll was $61.9 million. They did well. This year, they spent a little bit more, $76.8 million, and they flopped. Obviously, they don't have prices, $14 million. Because he's gone. They do have Longoria's $11 million. The next biggest contract is Zobrist, who has a $7.5 million option for next year, or the team could buy him out for $500,000. Is there a possibility that Zobrist is gone and another core piece of that puzzle is moved on?
Yeah, I can see that. I mean, you know, especially if the ownership and management has said they're going to dump more salary. You know, then yeah. Do you think that they're trying to get out of here, dump as much as they can? You know, have attendance drop even more. I mean, I know there's the rumor about Montreal. I don't know how true that is.
They've come out and said that is not true.
The Rays have said it.
The Rays have.
Have we heard anything out of Montreal? Have we heard anything?
That's a good point.
Hey, again, not that I'm going to believe anything from MLB or the Rays or, you know, of course, again, the Joe Madden thing. I'm happy to be here. Until I'm no longer happy to be here.
Sure. Yeah.
You know, we know that they're not happy where they're at. You know, we already know that. So, you know, hearing, I'm not calling anybody a fibber. I'm just saying.
That might have been their statement earlier this week, but things can change. Part of their statement was, quote, "We have not spoken to Montreal or any other city, including Tampa, about relocation at that point."
Because they're not allowed. They are not allowed to talk to other cities.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so they're not going to talk. But people, you know, and I continue, this is my conspiracy theory, okay? The Tampa Bay Rays will never move to and talk to the city of Tampa. It will never, ever happen. Ask me why.
Why?
Okay, like I've stated numerous times, if the city of St. Pete, this is what I have been told, okay, I don't know this for a fact. I don't have Danny Alvarez here to back me up for all my legal advice. This is what I have been told. If they are given permission to talk to, first of all, they're not allowed to talk to anybody about moving.
Correct. Okay. That is in their lease agreement, correct?
Correct. If they are given permission to talk to anybody about relocating, meaning if the city of St. Pete gives them permission to talk to the city of Tampa to, you know, look at their options, it voids the contract and they can bolt anywhere they want.
So, in other words, if they have the opportunity to talk to Tampa,
they can talk to any.
They would be more likely to go somewhere else completely.
Exactly. So, what I believe is no matter what they say, well, we're only going to talk to Tampa. Again, do we want attorneys all involved? Well, you said you're only going to talk to Tampa, but my attorney said once you gave us permission, i.e. Joe Maddon, I didn't know. Now I know. It opens it up. See you later, alligator. And now they're no longer in Tampa. And I put this post up on Tuesday. And then after this rant, we're going to break, and then we're going to start a new biweekly segment with our good friend Styles G. White, who's now a big shot over at Kinetics and Pinellas Park. All of you people in Tampa, I want you to shut up. Let me say it again. Shut up. Oh, if it was in Tampa, it'd be so much closer. No. If it was in Tampa, I wouldn't have to drive across the bridge. Hey, it took me 92 minutes to go across the Howard Franklin Bridge on Tuesday to get to the Tampa Bay Lightning game. So all you're doing is worrying about yourself. You know what I'm saying? There's going to be that issue, whether it's Tampa people coming to St. Pete, St. Pete people going to Tampa. It's travel. Get over it. I would, you know what? I'm going to get in trouble for this. I really don't care. I would rather the Tampa Bay Rays leave Tampa Bay than go to Tampa. Screw you people in Tampa and Orlando and whatever. People travel hours in the Northeast. Travel it or don't come. I don't really care. It's
well,
just
they've chosen to not to go. Come.
But I still believe that if it goes to Tampa, I believe it's not going to increase. It's not. And there's just as much hatred in Tampa to St. Pete as there is St. Pete to Tampa. Shut up. This is Talking Sports, brought to you by PostShare.com. When we return, if we can hunt him down, Styles G. White from Kinetics.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
PostShare is the first mobile application that lets you post and share real-time content socially. Track the views and get rewarded for it. With an easy posting process, it's time you, the user, get rewarded for your posts. Download for free from the App Store and Google Play.
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring. StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
Randy Harris from Talking Sports and Knockout Radio for the Lockup Self-Storage. You know, one of the downfalls of living in Florida is no basement, so storage is always an issue. If you're in need of a self-storage unit, I highly recommend the Lockup. You'll be surprised how nice and safe the units and buildings are. All units are climate controlled for your valuable items, furniture, and they even have indoor boat and RV parking spaces. Call them today at 866-327-LOCK or thelockup.com. If you call today, you'll receive the first month for $1. Plus, they'll provide a moving truck and lock for free. The Lockup Self-Storage.
Have you ever wanted to ride in a hot air balloon? Well, you can with Orlando Balloon Rides. It's an adventure of a lifetime. Take a ride in a hot air balloon. You will fly with the winds on a truly amazing journey. Explore Florida from the orange groves to the theme parks and more. See it all from a whole new vantage point. Experience total excitement from start to finish. You will ascend above the treetops to several thousand feet. This is an experience of a lifetime. Visit OrlandoBalloonRides.com for more information. That's OrlandoBalloonRides.com.
With over 20 years of experience, Anywhere Transport is fast and reliable for all your pickup and delivery needs, anytime, anywhere. Offering custom rush messenger service and handling, we have maintained a broad range of services, which uniquely qualifies us to undertake new jobs with the utmost confidence. Call Anywhere Transport toll-free at 800-422-2888 or online at anywheretransport.com. Our prices are competitive and fair, with the goal of pleasing our customers. Florida's premier statewide rush delivery service is Anywhere Transport, spelled N-E-W-H-E-R-E.
Build your collection at Shooter's World. Refine your skills on the 5-star gun range at Shooter's World. Attend a class led by expert instructors at Shooter's World. Shooter's World is located at 116 East Fletcher in Tampa and is Florida's largest firearm store, indoor public shooting range, and training facility. Shooter's World also offers quite the unique and exciting venue for your party or corporate events. For more information, call 813-381-1111 or shootersworld.com. Shooter's World is a proud sponsor of the Players Show and Go Bucks!
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12-draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Larry Fitzgerald from the Arizona Cardinals, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight. For my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash. I've been told by my good friends over at West Chase Golf Club,
yeah,
that the Stanley, that Lord Stanley's Cup has been out at West Chase. Now the rumor is there will be a title belt that will make the rounds out at West Chase Golf and Country Club on November 16th, provided our good friend Melvin Gilliard wins the World Series of Fighting title Saturday night on the 15th. If he wins, Melvin and the belt will be out at West Chase Sunday the 16th for an 11:45 shotgun start.
Looking forward to it.
And yes, you will be out there as well.
Woohoo!
You will be driving and I will be driving. You will be driving and I will be driving the cart. I'll be chipping and putting. Thank you to the charity that we just played for.
A Child's Place.
A Child's Place, which is out in Brandon. A really good group of people.
Good organization.
Good organization. Yeah. And thank you for the $500 gift certificate to Malio's for being the run. What were we, 87 under?
We were a total of 43 under par.
Because of the stupid system that they use.
Yes. And we came in second.
And we got
beat by 7 shots.
Yeah.
Crazy.
I wonder how much we would have won by, even though we couldn't have done any better. We got the same prizes as first place.
Yeah, that was kind of an interesting way they did it. It was just a matter of who got to pick which.
Well, and when stuff. I did some of the tournaments that I did, you know, we got a lot of like autographed mini helmets from Marshall Faulk and, you know, some big name players. And first place went up and picked what they wanted. Second place went up and picked what they wanted from what was left. Third place went up and picked from what they wanted of what was left. And then last place got to go up. And I think it was really 13th place, not necessarily last place. So we are going to be postponing the Styles G. White segment from Kinetics for 2 weeks, as I was just notified that Styles G. White's roommate is having surgery or had surgery. So he's at the hospital. Much more important. We'll talk Kinetics in the gym 2 weeks from today. Next week will be the return of Steve Savagnu. And then Styles G 2 weeks from then. So interesting. I just sent out an SOS to Titan to see what they have to say, if they have any comments on. But now Miguel Torres, like you said, and Desmond Green move to the main event. I'll head out there. Probably I don't like calling them dark matches. You know, they're not on TV. You know, that's more from the WWE wrestling world, you know, calling them dark matches. But the undercard, I believe, starts at 7.
Okay. Gotcha.
And then they're on NBC Sports?
CBS
Sports.
Yes.
There's too many
starting
sports.
Starting at 10.
Is there ever too many sports?
It depends on who you talk to. If you don't like sports, then yes. But for fans of the show and for us, then no. There's plenty of sports. And you can't have too much. And one sport that we won't be watching for the near future, at least, is baseball. Because the World Series concluded earlier this week.
Big congrats. How come nobody is calling the San Francisco Giants a dynasty? How come people are not hating them like you hate the New York Yankees when, you know, they were dominating, or, you know, back in the day before you were born, the Cincinnati Reds, the Oakland A's, the Baltimore Orioles, you know, when they were dominating, they were called dominating.
Yeah, it hasn't been enough time yet because it's been 5 years. They do have five World Series, but with those dynasties, you're talking about longer than 5 years, though, too.
I think a dynasty is three World Series in 5 years. Yes.
Fair enough. And yes, I think they do deserve to be called a dynasty as of right now, but I don't think you are seeing as much hate yet. I think they still have a little bit more time. I think the fans of those other teams, maybe the way they went about cheering for their team might piss some people off too. So that adds to it.
Real quick, I just received the email from the Ryan Neese Foundation and the December 3rd party. It's called the Ryan's Rockin' Holiday Party. It's Wednesday, December 3rd from 6 to 10 out at the Pepin Hospitality Center, which is over there in Tampa. It's the 6th annual party fundraiser, which will feature a silent auction, live entertainment, photo booth, visit from Kris Kringle, and much more. Heavy hors d'oeuvres will be provided by Eddie V's and Del Frisco's Grill. There, like I said, the open bar will feature beverages by Coastal Wine and Spirits, Double Cross Vodka, Noble Vines, and St. Petersburg Distillery. Tickets are only $50.
Wow.
For hors d'oeuvres, open bar, and such.
Jump on it.
We will give away a pair, so two $50 tickets every Monday night out at the press box. So come on out, register. All you have to do is put your name on a card, put a question out there for Danny, or for our special movie star guest that'll be out there, Jim Fitzpatrick. We'll have a good time on Monday night and give away two $50 tickets for Ryan's Rockin' Holiday Party. There's also VIP packages available. That's where you get to shake hands with Alex Weghorn.
Yeah. I'll be shaking your hand. I don't know if you want to, but I'll be coming up to you and shaking your hand.
I'll shake all the hands and kiss all the babies that I have to.
So Matt, going back to the World Series, there was a lot of the feel good story of the Royals. There were a lot of fans that wanted them to win because it had been so long.
Sure.
Yet the Giants had so much recent success, kind of predictable in that they had that experience and that edge. Were you surprised with how it turned out, the back and forth, the big games?
Yeah. I don't know so much of I was surprised, but the two questions I have for you is, A, would you have sent him?
Yes,
you know,
I would.
You know, an error in left center, and then he bobbles it like he doesn't want to pick it up in left. He was running out of gas rounding second.
Doesn't matter.
Okay.
You have to force them to make
only
the
because
play.
They couldn't hit Bumgarner.
Yes.
You know, they couldn't touch him. My other question to you is, the American League winning the All-Star game possibly cost the Kansas City Royals the World Series.
Now, why are you going that way?
Bumgarner went five innings.
Yes.
Would he go five innings in a 3-2 ball game in the sixth and the seventh and the eighth when it was his time to bat if that game was in San Francisco?
Aha.
Aha.
Gotcha.
You know, we don't know. I mean, and I hate those, you know, hypotheticals, what if. And maybe, you know, they make the right decision and leave him in. They're willing to give up that out. And again, a lot of it, you know, goes into what's the situation. Runner on first, no outs. I bat Bumgarner.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Sure. Bunt him over. Do his job. You know, you got whoever you're going to have pinch hit, you're going to have just try to bunt him over. Two outs, runner on second, do you pinch hit for him? Just so many other things could have happened if the American League didn't win the All-Star game and game six and seven were in San Francisco. Again, we don't know. Things could have happened. Things could have changed.
What if?
What if? What could have happened? What did happen? You know, we do not know. So, Stiles G. White, our thoughts are with you and your roommate as you are at the hospital for that. I want to thank everybody who tuned in. The download will be available soon.
Soon.
All right. And we will be back, obviously, next Friday. Hit us up on Twitter at Knockout Radio.
At KOX.
Have a great weekend. Titan fighting tonight. Halloween tonight. Be safe. You know, wear the right costume so that you're seen walking down the streets. We'll see everybody next week.
WTAN, Clearwater, Tampa Bay. WDCF, Dade City, Tampa Bay. ZHR, Zephyr Hills, Tampa Bay.